Where do you see things heading in terms of the next generation of adjuvant trials?
In non-small cell? In lung cancer. Well, we're going to need to have an Avastin bevacizumab trial, and that's being designed right now. The intergroup will do. Somehow, some way, we have to get erlotinib back in there, because I can't imagine that it wouldn't be helpful when there's minimal residual disease in the body, as opposed to when there's very advanced chemotherapy refractory disease. So that's another dimension that needs to be looked at, as well as you know, a wide range of pipeline drugs that are very exciting to look at. And I think we have to find ways to look at those. Well, the problem is you have to learn the target and the predictor of the target, and it's just a very tough time right now, because you want to bring these drugs all in earlier, but you can't indiscriminately treat the whole group. You may miss the effect. You know, you could miss the effect of Herceptin if you look at all comers as opposed to the amplified or 3-plus population.
What were your thoughts about the report by Herbst and Sandler looking at the combination of bevacizumab and erlotinib?
Well, that's another very interesting study, and we're participating in the next follow-up study of that. And it's a extremely provocative result and worth testing. These are combinations of agents you're alluding to, and I think as newer ones get tested in single agent trials, then, you know, shutting down more than one pathway, which is, of course, what we're moving to in breast cancer now as well, is going to be important for those tumors that aren't driven by a dominant single pathway. And then you're going to have to learn which tumors are which.